Otter Creek is the longest river contained within Vermont's borders, and it plays a massive role in the state's history. Otter Creek has shaped where Vermonters live, how they farm, and how the basic infrastructure and political divisions of the state are set up. Now, it is also a massive part of the state's phosphorus pollution problem. The Addison Independent is running a big three-part series on Otter Creek, covering multiple important stories from one of Vermont's most important waterways. And here to talk to us about it is the reporter who wrote those three articles, Emma Cotton, with the Addison Independent. Emma, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me first about the history here. How did Otter Creek shape its watershed's land use and human settlement?
The Otter Creek has been used as a major passage into Vermont and Addison County for centuries now. So it was inhabited actually by Paleo-Indians thousands of years ago and Native Americans after that.
Wow.
But the first colonists to inhabit Addison County after the Revolutionary War did so largely because of the Otter Creek. They set up saw and grist mills on the Middlebury Falls, for example. And there's a really great quote by a U.S. Circuit Court judge who says that the Middlebury Falls are supremely calculated for saw and grist mills. So that goes to show sort of that Addison and Rutland County's largest cities, Rutland, Middlebury, Vergennes, are built on the creek's banks specifically for that purpose. And this is something that you can see repeated throughout Vermont, of course. But that makes it a little bit complicated now that our cities are still in such close proximity to the creek.
So there is this strong link between Otter Creek and agriculture in Vermont. What is that link?
Yeah, absolutely. Addison County is a really heavily farmed area, and the total maximum daily load, which is a document that was published in 2016 that sets pollution limits for Lake Champlain, it goes through and breaks the watersheds of Lake Champlain into sub-watersheds and then further into sectors. So you can see that the Otter Creek is broken up into agriculture, into wastewater, into developed land. And agriculture in the Otter Creek is actually the largest contributor of phosphorus to Lake Champlain, period, which is a really big deal, obviously. But that also relates to the way that that land has been farmed for centuries. So there is a lot of phosphorus that still exists in the soil, and this is something I spent a lot of my first part of the piece talking about, is the legacy.
I'm really struck by what you just said about Otter Creek being, and I want to make sure I get this right, the chief source of phosphorus that ultimately flows into Lake Champlain. Because we think about phosphorus going into Lake Champlain, not necessarily coming from Otter Creek, but just from farms around the lake. You're saying this is really mostly coming from the creek.
Yeah, exactly. So the farms that are located on the creek's banks or the land located on the creek's banks, whether it's farming or not, a lot of that runoff runs into the creek. And then, you know, I actually kayaked on the Otter Creek and went to the mouth of it because that was a place that, after writing this article, really struck me, the place where the creek empties into Lake Champlain. And yeah, that is really the location where 140.5 metric tons of phosphorus per year come from the creek to Lake Champlain.
Another thing that you write about in your series is the plan for the Otter Creek Basin, and this is under Vermont's Clean Water Act, and this will be released in early October. What are some of the most critical features of that plan that you're aware of?
I think the really important thing that that plan does is it addresses how close the Otter Creek Basin is to meeting some of the reduction requirements set forth by that total maximum daily load, that TMDL that was published in 2016. So that's a really important metric that we can use to judge how we're doing these reductions. And so basin planners gather all of this information, and then they send it off to people who are best equipped to complete these projects. And the Clean Water Initiative Program, which is the government program that's tasked with carrying out Act 64, they chiefly use basin planning to implement and prioritize projects throughout the state. And it should be really interesting to see what that basin plan that comes out on October 4th says about the Otter Creek watershed.
You know, I'm so struck by that image of you kayaking in Otter Creek. And so many of us have driven by, if you've driven in Addison County, you've driven by Otter Creek. And it's so beautiful. And nothing really looks wrong with it, you know, from just eyeballing it. But as you're out there in your kayak, in the waters, really, really getting that firsthand look. What struck you about that? What do you remember feeling about that while you were out there?
It's funny. It's kind of like what you're saying. It felt a little bit anticlimactic for me. And I think that is largely because I went in the middle of summer when it hadn't rained recently. If you're, so there's an overhead photo That comes along with the second part of the story. That is a picture of the Otter Creek after Hurricane Irene hit. And you can see a ton of this plume of brown sediment washing out into the lake. And that contains not only phosphorus, but E. coli. There's so many different substances that we need to be worried about in that runoff. All in all, the Otter Creek is actually supporting its ecosystem fairly well, as far as I've heard. The Otter Creek, because it is such a slow-moving, sort of lumbering giant of a river, it is very silty, and so it can support some runoff better than some clearer trickling streams that you might think of in Vermont. But that doesn't mean that it isn't carrying a whole lot of things that are harmful once they reach Lake Champlain and are harmful if algae ingest them in the river. So, you know, it's don't be fooled, I guess, by the beautiful mountains and the water that you see in that photo, because there is still a lot going on in that water.
Emma Cotton is a reporter for the Addison Independent, and we will have links to her series on Otter Creek on our website, vpr.org. Emma, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.